Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The official clock on the Hurricane Center's wall is 12 p.m. Eastern. Here's the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias. The only big change is that we have a little different movement, moving north-northwest at 8 miles an hour. Still the wind 65 miles an hour, so a strong tropical storm. Let's look at the latest information. Looking at the radar here, starting to see some of these bands, these strong bands of storms, getting the winds, getting that rain, Orlando, Tampa, even far away from the center, you can start seeing this heavy rainfall and these high winds. The center located really close to here, but notice you see another rotation right here, and that's really kind of showing some of the struggles that the storm has with the tilt, the steering of this. So we really have a storm that's this, so you see multiple rotations. But this is an important point. Just because you don't see all that rain around the surface center doesn't mean the winds aren't there. 65 mile an hour winds, that's very strong and could be very damaging as well. So the latest forecast that we do have, the latest update here, you can see most of the winds located off to the right side of the center. That's where we see some of the heavy rain. But remember, that may be the sustained winds, but those rain bands can impact even on the left side or the west side of the storm. So that's where you got to really watch out. That could be dangerous. You can have street flooding real quick and very powerful winds as well. So let's follow the track here with time. By tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. or so, in the northern portion of the coast of Florida on the east coast, and moving northward to the South Carolina coast by tomorrow evening, and then Tuesday all the way up to South Carolina, getting into Virginia, and then by 8 p.m. on Tuesday all the way up close to New York City. So not just the Bahamas, not just Florida, but the mid-Atlantic all the way up into the northeast U.S. We're going to see some impacts from this system. So some sort of landfall we're predicting in South Carolina, but then moving northward, and that's going to cause some impacts. And it looks like some of these winds starting over the next few days, of course, seeing those winds in Florida as we speak, but then by Monday, spreading northward off the coast of Georgia. But then when you see the landfall, you follow this highest probabilities in red and orange is where we expect those winds. South Carolina Monday evening and overnight into Tuesday morning into Virginia, and then all the way up the northeast through Tuesday evening, and then even further, even up into Maine as we get into Wednesday. So follow those winds. That could be very dangerous when you associate it with that, but so can the water. Look at some of the rainfall forecasting that we have. You know, most of it staying offshore Florida, but you can still see some areas with 2 to 4 inches of rain. And as we follow it up, follow that center up, this yellow area here, 4 to 6 inches of rain possible. And that could cause some flash flooding. So we really need everyone to know the dangers of this. And that's why the Weather Prediction Center has this area under a moderate risk of flash flooding. South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, and a large area in yellow here of a slight risk of flash flooding. So accumulating that water, rainfall, you know, these tropical rains are very efficient. You can have roads flood real quick, and the storm surge as well, a very dangerous factor that we're always keeping an eye on, especially those barrier islands, 1 to 3 feet in locations. But then as we get up to near Cape Fear, where the water gets trapped, 2 to 4 foot possible in some of those areas. So you need to listen to those local officials, and you need to be careful of the water. And we're going to have all the latest updates on Tropical Storm Isaias from right here at the National Hurricane Center.